With great joy, we extend our deepest gratitude for the gift of knowing you. You are truly a part of our family. As you and your family enjoy your own customs and traditions surrounding your celebration of Advent and Christmas, we invite you to experience with us one of our treasured Advent traditions, our Christmas novena of Las Posadas. On this CD, you will find a reflection and prayers for each day of the Christmas novena. Join us as we accompany Mary and Joseph on their journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and pray with us as we prepare our hearts to receive Jesus. May this gift from our family to yours help you prepare your hearts for the joyous celebration of the birth of Christ. Merry Christmas, dear friends. May you know the love and peace of our newborn Savior. Our prayers accompany you into the new year.
Day one of our Christmas novena. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee to the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. When Joseph and Mary received the news about the census, Mary was 9 months pregnant. Traveling 80 miles to Bethlehem was not their idea of a wonderful way to prepare for the birth of a baby. Yet Joseph and Mary recognized the will of God for them in the concrete situations which daily life presented, and they said yes. And the prophecy was fulfilled. From you, Bethlehem, least among the clans of Judah, shall come forth one who is to be ruler in Israel. God always comes to us in what is, not in what we wish would be or what we think should be. He comes in what is. And when we say yes, he is able to accomplish amazing things in us. We are all pilgrims on a journey. We can easily fall for the deception that the circumstances of our life are obstacles to union with God. The truth is that the circumstances of life are precisely where and how God comes to us. Christ was born in a stable to remind us that he took flesh to enter into our poverty, our messiness, our muck, right here and right now. Are there any concrete situations in your life right now that are difficult or challenging? Something that perhaps is not going the way you had hoped or planned? Invite Jesus into that situation. Look at it with him. Give it to him. Ask him what he would like you to do. Can you think of a time when God brought good out of an unexpected or unplanned situation in your life? In this decade of the Rosary, let us contemplate the thoughts and feelings of Joseph and Mary when they heard the decree ordering them to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem for the required census. Let us ask God for the grace to imitate their obedience to God's will in the obligations of daily life, and their trust that God would bring good out of any circumstance, even the most difficult.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, divine child, and dwell in me, for I desire to live only for thee.
Our hearts desire the warmth of your love, and our minds are searching for the light of your word. Increase our longing for Christ our Savior as we travel along the path of life. Help us to recognize your will in the circumstances of our daily life. We humbly ask that you may grant us the grace to grow in love, that the dawn of Christ's coming may find us rejoicing in his presence. Amen.